Loud explosions rocked Tripoli early this morning as NATO kept up its heaviest bombing of the Libyan capital since airstrikes began in March. But Muammar Gaddafi vowed to fight to the end. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels has more.
Attacks continued through Tuesday night and into Wednesday morning, with warplanes hitting the capital several times an hour and targeting Muammar Gaddafi's compound as well as other military installations. NATO says it is increasing the scope and intensity of its air campaign in an effort to oust the longtime leader and allow Libya's rebel insurgency to take charge. In a phone call broadcast by Libyan state TV, Gaddafi vowed not to surrender, shouting, "We will not kneel." But speaking in Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama said NATO pressure is starting to wear on Gaddafi's regime.
What you're seeing across the country is an inexorable trend of the regime forces being pushed back, being incapacitated. You're seeing defections, oftentimes of some very high-profile members of the Gaddafi government as well as the military. I think it is just a matter of time before Gaddafi goes.
A government spokesman told reporters that at least 31 people were killed in 60 strikes on Tripoli, though his account could not be independently verified. Gaddafi's troops and the rebels had been deadlocked for weeks, with neither side able to hold territory on a road between Ajdabiya in the east, which Gaddafi's forces shelled on Monday, and the Gaddafi-held oil town of Brega further west. The rebels have been unable to advance on the capital against Gaddafi's better-equipped fighters. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.